Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 7, Part 1, The Unlimited Forms of Godhead. According to the Vaishnava Almanac, the 12 months of the year are so named according to the 12 Vaikuntha forms of Lord Krishna, and these forms are known as the predominating deities for the 12 months. This calendar begins with the month of Margashirsha, which is equivalent to late November and early December, and is known by Vaishnavas as Keshava. December-January is called Narayana. January-February is called Madhava. February-March is Govinda. March-April is Vishnu. April-May is Sri Madhusudana. May-June is Trivikrama. June-July is Vamana. July-August is Sridhar. August-September is Rishikesha. September-October is Padmanabha. And October-November is known as the month of Damodara. The name Damodara was given to Krishna when Krishna was bound by ropes by his mother Yashoda. But the Damodara form in the month of October is a different manifestation. Just as the months of the year are known according to the 12 different names of the Supreme Lord, the Vaishnava community marks 12 parts of the body according to these names also. For instance, the tilak mark on the forehead is called Keshava, and on the stomach, breast, and arms, the other names are also given, as these are the same names as those given for the months of the year. The four forms, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, are also expanded in the Vilasa Murti. These are 8 in number, and their names are Purushottama, Achyuta, Nrsimha, Janardana, Hari, Krishna, Adhoksaja, and Upendra. Out of these 8, Adhoksaja and Purushottama are the Vilas forms of Vasudeva. Similarly, Upendra and Achyuta are the forms of Sankarsana. Narsinga and Janardana are the forms of Pradyumna, while Hari and Krishna are the Vilasa forms of Aniruddha. This four-handed Krishna is different from the original two-handed Krishna. These 24 forms are known as the Vilas manifestation of the Prabhava four-handed form, and they are named differently according to the position of the symbolic representations, mace, disc, lotus flower, and conchel. Out of these 24 forms, there are Vilasa and Vaibhava forms. Such names mentioned herein, Pradyumna, Trivikrama, Vamana, Hari, and Krishna, are also different in their features. Then, coming to the Prabhava Vilas of Krishna, including Vasudeva Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha, there are a total of 20 further variations. All of these have Vaikuntha planets in the spiritual sky, and they are situated in 8 different directions. Although each of them is eternally in the spiritual sky, some of them, nonetheless, manifest in the material world also. In the spiritual sky, all the planets dominated by the Narayana feature are eternal. The topmost planet in the spiritual sky is known as Krishna Loka, and it is divided into 3 portions, Gokula, Mathura, Dwaraka. In the Mathura portion, the form of Keshava is always situated. Keshava is also represented on this earthly planet. In Mathura, India, the Keshava Murti is worshipped. And similarly, there is a Purushottama form in Jagannath Puri in Orissa. In Anandaranya, there is the form of Vishnu, and in Mayapur, the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, there is the form of Hari. And many other forms are also situated in various places on the earth. Not only in this universe, but in all other universes as well, the forms of Krishna are distributed everywhere. It is indicated that this earth is divided into seven islands, which are known as the seven continents, and it is understood that on each and every island there are similar forms, but at the present moment these are found only in India. Although from Vedic scripture we can understand that there are forms in other parts of the earth, at present there is no information of their location. The different forms of Krishna are distributed throughout the universe to give pleasure to the devotees. And it is not that devotees are born only in India, for there are devotees in all parts of the world, but they have simply forgotten their real identity. All these forms of Godhead incarnate not only to give pleasure to the devotees, but to re-establish devotional service and perform other activities which vitally concern the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some of these forms are incarnations mentioned in the scriptures, such as the Vishnu incarnation, Trivikrama incarnation, Narsingha incarnation, and Vamana incarnation. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 7, Unlimited Forms of Godhead, Part 1, recorded July 16, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, His Divine Grace, the ISKCON Founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.